much about.
He wants us to take over.
What are we waiting for? Come on.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, Remy, what happened to your pants?
I've never done a threesome. This is what we're doing here, right?
I do not do this. This is not what I do.
I'm starting to sense a little tension here, guys. You know, in my family, when we have a problem, we all get in a circle and take turns venting. But here's the twist. While we talk, we have to do a funny dance, you know? Or have our mouths crammed with marshmallows as a way to lighten the mood. Do you have any marshmallows?
Shut up, Kyle.
Shutting up.
And now.
What you got in the box?
Muffins.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they're really warm and moist.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of June.
We're doing this again?
Yep.
Yeah. It's on the schedule.
Shocking to me. Every day it's a surprise. I wake up, what? This can't be the plan. This can't be what I intended to do today, was to get up and do this show.
Then your mind is worse than mine.
I guess so. It shouldn't be a surprise to me every day that we work here, but... Anyway, how's everybody doing? How's everybody feeling?
We're fine. How good. Are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you.
Mister, I don't go to the doctor. I just take random drugs.
I don't go to the doctor because I'm the healthiest person alive. I don't need to. But I will tell you that I had a little bit of a scare yesterday because, like so many places around this country, because of goddamn people who won't vaccinate their kids, measles are making a huge comeback.
You got the measles?
There have been hundreds of cases of measles this year already. No, I don't have the measles, but I feared for a moment that I did because it was all over the news that there was a kid with measles at the Seattle airport Memorial Day weekend. And I was in my mind, I'm doing the math on the day in terminal that he was at versus mine. And it ended up not matching up. But for a minute there, I thought, because a lot of my symptoms were measles-ish.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
What the hell is going on to you? Every day you have a different disease.
Well, I didn't have measles. I had whatever I had, but I'm saying I feared it was measles because once I saw in the news that kid had measles and I thought, oh, my God, maybe that's why I got sick. But then it turned out that that wasn't the case at all. But I was concerned that I'm more concerned that there are so many more people getting measles. Measles kills kids, by the way. Vaccinate
Still?
Your kids for measles.
Oh, yeah, without vaccination.
It does now, yeah. Yeah. And it's the more affluent areas, too, where it's starting to run rampant.
Yeah, it's the people who think they're smart. You know, they think they know better because, you know, they watch Jenny McCarthy on The View, so all of a sudden they're not vaccinating their kids. Measles are coming back. Mumps are coming back. Chicken pox is coming back. Whooping cough is coming back. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, yeah. You go to such strides to stay about some of these diseases, you know, and have a country that's free of them. And by the way, there are still people who come in from other countries where it is common to unvaccinate, and that doesn't help the situation either. But I'm happy to say I did not have measles. So
I'm glad to hear it.
Because then I could cause a panic with everyone who came to Weenie Roast.
Yeah.
But no, and yeah. I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Okay, good.
Hey, speaking of Seattle, here's a story that I love that I saw over the weekend. Port Orchard, beautiful maritime community of Port Orchard on the Kitsap Peninsula, a ferry ride away from Seattle. A woman there is in the news. She's at the ferry terminal, in fact, and a guy comes up behind her and hits her in the head, smacks her in the back of the head, grabs her iPod and her purse, and takes off. She did not get a good look at the guy.
Yeah.
But when the police said, was there anything at all you can tell us, any kind of distinctive you know, clothing or tattoo? She's like, oh, there was a tattoo. He actually did have a tattoo. He had a tattoo of a triangle on his neck. And they're like, all right. So that's what you remember. The guy had a tattoo of a triangle on his neck. The next day, she gets a friend request on her Facebook page.
Nope.
And it's the man who assaulted and robbed her the day before.
She sees
the tattoo on his neck on his Facebook page.
Did he know that he had just robbed her?
Well, I'm certain that's the only way he knew who she was.
And he thought she was cute?
This is what I want to know.
Why would he try to be a friend?
This is what I want to know. I want you to explain men to me here, because did he think that she was cute and he had a chance? Did he want to find out more about her because, hey, she had good stuff that I stole. Maybe she has other good stuff. I need to find out where she lives. I mean, what was going through his mind where he would do that?
Well, I mean, he doesn't know for a fact that she could ID him, right?
So he doesn't know that. But why would you intentionally go put yourself anywhere near the sphere of orbit that your victim is in?
Penis.
It's got to be penis, right?
Right? It's got to be.
I mean, Kevin, this is the equivalent of you robbed a bank, you got away with it.
Right.
I'm going to go back into that bank anyway. You
and
know what I mean?
Meet
hot.
Everyone and be friends.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's unbelievable to me that somebody would do this.
It has to be to case her house and work and everything else further.
Because he thinks there's more to be had.
Maybe.
I'm with Lisa, by the way. I think penis.
You think that he had a good suspicion that she knew who he was and he was still going to hit on her?
No, I don't think she knew.
He thinks that he's anonymous to her.
Got it.
But hey, I'd like to get in with her because she's sweet.
And now he knows things about her, so he could sort of charm talk her.
He probably sat at home looking at her, you know, going through her wallet and looking at her driver's license and whatever photos she had on her phone, and you know, started to develop some sort of feelings for her or something.
Yeah, look at her. I robbed the right person.
Well, I hope she wasn't a bitch and rejected him.
Because she certainly would be if she did.
Yeah, right? You know, those girls.
So anyway, needless to say, she called the police and said, hey, about that robbery yesterday. So they went right to his home and arrested him, and he is in jail, was charged.
Awesome.
Hilarious.
So his name was Riley Allen Mullins, 28 years old, by the way, been charged with second-degree robbery.
Where did he live?
He lives in Port Orchard, Washington.
Yep. That's where all killers live. Everybody that lives in Washington is suspect.
I was unaware he was a killer, but all right.
Well, I'm just reading between the lines, Pete. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
My mind's telling me no, but my body.
Yep.
My body's telling me yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Baby.
Yes, it is. Our friend David Koechter is going to be in the studio.
I love him.
Yeah, the Keck is the best.
Yeah.
Great actor, you know him from Anchorman and a bunch of other stuff. We're going to talk about Donald Sterling going to the black churches this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Black
he church. Did the rounds, right?
Yep. Well, he's all healed now.
Uh-huh. He's all better.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about Bean in his personal life hiding food. That's a thing.
Must be a joy to be your partner.
That's a deal. That's a thing that happens.
Yep.
Currently.
Mm-hmm.
Not when he was a kid, but
right now,
this week.
As an adult.
We have your tickets for our breakfast with Jack White as well.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
So that's coming up this morning. We will take a quick break and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat. That's next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Sounds like it might be time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman. What's going on, dude?
It is time.
Okay, good.
It's Tuesday. That means new release day. CDs. Stop it.
What do you got?
CDs.
Hit me.
CDs.
Tell me.
I'll walk right out. I have no problem. I have no problem with leaving you to fill for 4 minutes. I will do it. I will poop on your face behind your back.
No, I don't think
that's
possible.
And then tweet about it. I read it on Twitter.
You read
that's a thing.
That was Beer Monk's tweet.
Oh, that's right. New DVDs, TV shows on DVD and CDs today. Platinum by Miranda Lambert. She's
love her.
Country?
Yes. She's very country, yeah.
Don't care.
That's Blake Shelton's wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent.
From The Voice?
Dunker Mag by Di Antwoord.
Mm-hmm.
They're the crazy people, right?
That's right.
Yeah, they're fun. They're crazy. Animal Ambition, An Untamed Desire to Win by 50 Cent. That sounds like a name of a book that should be in your local bookstore.
Self-help section.
Under Animal Husbandry. Akita by Modest Yahoo. Kevin, you knew about this, right? Because you're on the Modest Yahoo, email update.
I loop. I'm not positive if I'm still on it. I think I may have gotten off that list.
Well, I'll take care of that today. Don't you worry about it. I'll fix that for you. I would hate you to miss out on your Modest Yahoo news. I know how you look forward to it.
I've gotten it every day for the last 15 years. So
I know you've got the email updates.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised you didn't know about Akita.
I think I got off it.
On DVDs, I'm the Lone Survivor. Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg, Emile Hirsch, and Ben Foster. Son of God. That's that Jesus movie about Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. That's out there. And RoboCop, the reboot with Joel Kinnaman and Gary Oldman.
Do you know anyone who saw that, by the way?
I do.
Okay.
And
was it good?
I had several friends who saw it, and they said it was pretty good.
All right.
Kevin saw it.
What? You went to see the RoboCop reboot?
Of course. Do you know how loud that movie is?
How many louds did you give it, Kevin? How long have you worked with
it? I give it 3.5 louds. It was loud in the middle and then loud at the end, so I liked it.
What'd you think there, Kev?
I liked it.
I'm sure you did.
It surprised me. I was expecting it to be bad, but it surprised me.
That's TV. Why I'm fascinated always that you go.
Yep.
Because you expect it to be bad.
Let's see. We're going to go see. Well, this looks awful.
I just don't get that. Do you do that with food? Do you do that with other choices in your
this
life?
This smells like it's just about to turn bad. Cut me off another slice.
But there's also a possibility that's good, and it's really fun when you're surprised that way.
But there are some movies that you know are going to be good. That's guaranteed to be good.
Sure, but they're few and far between. Yeah. I mean, those don't come out very often.
But you've passed them by.
Sometimes.
Passed a lot of them by, too, as well.
Sometimes, sure.
TV shows on DVD. Breaking Bad, the complete series. Everything in one box set. If you've missed out on the phenomenon that is B Squared, boom, there you go. Just get yourself a box of that.
So great.
Check yourself into a cheap motel, get yourself some meth, and just party down. Workaholic Season 4, True Blood Season 6, and Falling Skies Season 3 are also available. Well, we all can breathe a sigh of relief. To
what
know,
were we upset about?
Well, that Miley Cyrus's car was stolen.
Oh,
yeah, her Maserati was stolen. Sadly, someone found it on a street in Simi Valley yesterday, and it's being dusted for prints, so the police can track down the thief and give them a hearty handshake and a job well done. That's what I would have done. I was hoping she would lose that because that would make me happy. Because then she'd be unhappy. Of course, it's money. She's got plenty of it. She probably wouldn't even feel it. Speaking of money. Here's what scares me. The beans of the world are starting to take over.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
What did I do?
The creepy fans.
Yeah.
There is a woman named Anna Todd who is a woman. I don't know how old she is. She could be 12. I don't know. But she's got a serious thing for Harry Styles of One Direction.
Right.
So she engages in what's known as, you're familiar with fan fiction? This is where hardcore fans of celebrities, music artists, actors, what have you, will write detailed fantasies about often their sexual escapades, either their own sexual escapades with their fans in their imagination or their heart's desires, sexual escapades with other people, sometimes other celebrities.
Okay.
Fan fiction is it's a creepy, weird internet phenomenon.
How many have you written, B?
I don't know anything about this topic at all.
You should read my Taylor Swift fan fiction. Where she and Meredith the Cat and I have a three-way.
I've never read or written a word of it.
You've written it. You've read it.
You're curious where this is headed.
You sleep in it. You make snuff films about it. You're just this person.
I wish you'd make snuff films.
So this Anna Todd, she puts it up on an e-book site called Wattpad. I don't know if you're familiar or not.
No,
I'm not. I don't
ahead.
Read a lot of e-books. Has more than 800 million reads on Wattpad.
Wow.
Wow. Because there are so many One Direction fans.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
How was it, Bean?
So a real company, a real book publisher, Simon & Schuster, made a deal with her yesterday. No word on the exact number, but it is a mid-six-figure deal for her poorly written fan fiction about Harry Styles.
Nice.
Not to write a new one, but the one she already wrote.
Yes.
Wow.
Here's the plot. Tessa Young is an 18-year-old college student with a simple life, excellent grades, and a sweet boyfriend. She always had things planned out ahead of time until she meets a rude boy named Harry with too many tattoos and piercings who shatters her plans.
Now, Ralph, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
But Wasn't the isn't this how Fifty Shades of Grey got started? Wasn't that a fan fiction about Twilight or something?
That was a thinly veiled fan fiction about Twilight, right? And then it became its own thing.
So which, I'm looking to copy that.
Look, and that is also a poorly written trash. But at least that person created characters out based on other characters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is this 18-year-old girl apparently just gonna be banging Harry Styles.
Right.
And by that description, it's gonna be great. It sounds like the worst penthouse letter ever.
Yeah, it does. And then he looked at me and our eyes locked.
I said, aren't you Harry Styles of the band One Direction? He said, shh, I can't be found here because I am on tour and my manager will be upset. Bow, chicka, bow,
bow. But let's go. I have a room in this hotel. Come with me.
Can't wait to read Beans. I'm an 18-year-old boy named Bean, who had big plans for life, until one day I found a stray cat named Meredith.
Why do I feel like there's an audiobook at tomorrow's Gimmick Show? Why do I feel like that's happening?
Slathering some fish oil on my special places, Meredith and I began to love.
All right, I'll buy it.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Slayer guitarist Kerry King, the legend, 50 years old today. Actor James Purfoy is also 50. Anderson Cooper is 47 years old. Rafael Nadal, tennis player, 28 years old. And actress Imogen Poots. As I've often said, the prettiest girl with the ugliest name, Imogen Poots. Poots sounds like something. It's like a discreet way of saying, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Was that you? Yeah, mm-hmm. I pooted. She's 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'm walking the showbiz.
So Ralph, why'd you come in today?
I came in today for this segment. That's the only reason I showed up to work.
Hey, Henry Rojas from El Monte, by the way, just won tickets to go see the Black Keys November 6th at the Forum. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Tam, we got more of those to give away on the program today. We also have microbrew tickets.
Okay. Enough parsley. Let's get to the steak.
And Kevin DeBede's Breakfast with Jack White. All of that this morning here on the Kevin DeBede Show.
Meaningless details.
Bean said something last either Thursday or Friday, and it just sort of struck me as weird. And then I thought about it all weekend, and it just made me laugh a little bit more every time I thought about it. And that is that he hides food.
Yeah.
Bean... today, not when he was a kid, today hides food.
Now, what does that even mean, Kevin? And by the way, you say not as a kid as if all kids hide food. I don't remember ever hiding food when I was a kid.
Oh, I used to all the time.
From whom? Did you have vagabonds going through your home trying to eat your food?
I just didn't want my brothers eating it, that's all.
Oh, okay.
But Bean, he lives with his wife.
Right.
And
he's a grown-ass man.
No one else.
And he's hiding food.
Bean, why don't you describe to Ralph?
This isn't a big deal. I don't know why you're trying to turn this into a thing. It's not a... What? Lisa, you think it's a big deal, too?
I think it's
not a big
deal,
but it's a funny deal. Look, every once in a while, there's a food that you want to have available to you. It may not be something you eat all the time, but when you have a craving for it, you would like to have it in your pantry.
So,
first of all, are you pregnant?
No, but okay. I'm just saying, like, every once in a while I have dive for chocolate milk. Every once in a while it just hits you like, oh man, a big, cool, refreshing glass of chocolate milk would sure be awesome. You know what I mean? But you put a half gallon of chocolate milk in your fridge and that's usually gone. You know, that's usually... people take advantage of that.
How many people? I mean, all the kids and all the construction workers and stuff that are roaming through your kitchen.
Who are the people?
Well, I mean, there's the in totality, like large number,
total number,
right? People, everybody included, of all the people who live in all the various rooms in the whole house,
right? All of them.
It's just your wife, right?
It's just Donna. Yeah, it's pretty much just Donna.
And she'll drink your chocolate milk.
And she's just guzzling chocolate milk. She's just right from the jug. She's just tipping it back and just knocking back that half gallon.
I have a hard time imagining
me
that.
Me too.
Especially if Bean, it seems like the easy way to go would be, hey, I could get more for you or whatever, but I would just like you not to drink this because I like it.
But that would mean conversation,
yeah.
Bean.
I feel, see, it's interesting you should say that because, of course, I thought of that. But I think that's a dick move to say, hey, don't drink my chocolate milk.
But hiding food.
I think the smarter move is to put the chocolate milk in a little, you know, tiny refrigerator that I have tucked away in my office in the basement that she doesn't know is there.
And oh my
that
God.
That way I don't have to have the conversation about don't drink. You know, that here's the problem. If I say, hey, please don't drink the chocolate milk because I'm going to want some of that in a couple of days, then it turns into, oh, so it's your food. Why is it not our food? You know, then it turns into, I don't want to get into all of that.
Oh, right. But let me just run
by the way. That reaction also insane. Yeah. So you have two insane people who are living in the house together. Many people would say, oh, cool. It's just chocolate milk. That's all right. It's not a big deal.
You know, or
it's all yours, Sailor.
You can buy a couple of them.
Put two in there.
You can buy two.
If you're going through it at that rate.
Put a B on one and a D on the other. Make it a fun game.
So then I have above the refrigerator in the kitchen, my wife is not tall. And I mean, she's not chip or anything, but she's a normal sized person. But she could. There's no way she can reach the shelves above the refrigerator in the kitchen. There's actually more cabinets above the kitchen refrigerator there.
Which is where Bean hides.
That's
food
the super secret stash. That's where the cashews go. That's where the chips and salsa goes.
His wife can't reach.
That's food out of reach of your wife.
That's the party closet.
She's not a ravenous beast, right?
She's not a child either.
No, she's not at all. But
I had to put the porn in the high shelf so the kids can't find it.
I envision a scenario that it's going to hit me that I'm going to be like, oh, I got that can of cashews, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to find they're just going to be gone. It's going to be ultimate sadness.
That would be ultimate sadness. Yeah. It's like getting cancer, really, when you find out there's no cashews left.
You know what the rest of us do, Bean, is that we just chew something else.
Right. We just eat what we have.
Or you buy enough for everybody.
Or okay, but let me get some more. Again,
I don't want cashews. I'll probably go get some more.
I don't want to spend more time on this.
Oh, I got all day. Necessary. I got all day for this.
Bean Heights food. Bean Heights food. Bean Heights food. Bean Heights food. What the f***? Good question.
Where did that come from?
We got our new segment, Bean Heights food.
Were you, when you were a kid, were you super poor and like you were splitting your meals amongst 14
not
people living in a hut?
No, not at all. It was just a middle class family of four. We always had plenty to eat. That wasn't the problem at all.
Then where does your
I'm not a hoarder or anything, you guys.
Where does the insanity come from?
Look, let me ask this in another way. Okay. And Lisa, please give me an honest answer because you're actually the only one I can trust. The truth of the matter is on most issues, Kevin and Ralph will just go opposite of whatever I say, regardless of whether they agree with it or not. Just
we're the contrarians.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah, right. That's right.
But Lisa, I know, will shoot straight with me. Isn't it better to just have Donna not know about that food that I'm trying to hide than to go to her and say, bitch, don't eat my food?
No. Because
you phrased it in a different way.
I wouldn't put it that way. That's not how I would say it to her.
In my house, we have conversations about it.
Right.
Like, there's certain potato
chips.
Wait,
time out, Lisa. You talk to the significant other in your life?
Yes, we actually.
Well, that's madness.
You passive-aggressive notes?
Bean made it sound like having that conversation is just too painful.
You don't turn food into a secret that comes between you and the other? You're screwed up, Lisa.
When you put it that way, Ralph, it makes it sound bad.
When Gary goes out and buys a bunch of stuff and there's a thing of strawberries, I ask, can I have those or are you saving those for a shake or whatever? And you know what he says? Anything in there is yours.
Well, look at that.
Isn't that nice?
That's
whatever
weird.
Whatever you want, eat it.
That's people strange. Who love
but
each other and stuff.
I'm nice enough also to inquire.
Of course.
Just to see.
And it's pretty much solved with a simple conversation.
Yep, we're good.
That's insane. Why not take some time out of your life, Lisa, and start hiding food around the house in secret locations?
Different places
that's
that
right.
she can't
find
reach.
Secret shelves, get secret refrigerators. Why waste all that time talking when you can spend hours and hours hiding things in weird locations to make secrecy an important part of your relationship?
Over the weekend, I just kept picturing Bean like on his tippy toes, looking around, make sure Donna's not there.
I think he's like a squirrel. He takes something and then he runs into a hole behind the wall and he sticks his head out. He looks around, then he runs back, gets another acorn.
The worst part is actually having to set my alarm for the middle of the night to go out and bring in the groceries from the car when Jesus
leaves. Oh, don't try to be funny.
Don't try to be funny. No, you don't get to join in the reindeer games.
This is funny enough without you trying to make jokes. All right. Well,
you hide food
from your wife.
Yes.
This isn't that work situation where, oh, geez, the a-hole in accounting keeps eating all my lunches in the fridge.
Which is a valid.
Which happens. Yeah. And so you have to take drastic measures in that situation. This is your wife in your home.
Guys, how difficult is that conversation to have?
I don't want to feel like I don't want to be a dick by saying don't eat my food.
It's no living dick. Together.
There's just I would enjoy that. You know what
it's
she would say?
Human interaction.
Do you know what she would say, Bean? She would say, "Fine, no problem, no problem."
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, you can't run the risk. No, no, don't run that risk. Because what if there's no cashews?
Bean hides food.
Yeah, sometimes you're in the mood.
Now it's ultimate sadness.
One final note. How did Donna feel when she found out that you hid food?
Oh, she was furious. She was furious. Mm. Yes, she was.
How did she find out that you were hiding food? Because I thought it was out of her reach.
Yeah, she got a footstool. I don't know. I have no idea.
Damn, never thought of the footstool solution.
I don't know why she was up looking around in the cabinets above, but when she saw a fully stocked pantry above the refrigerator of food she'd never seen before, I think she was frankly surprised. And
this is beyond.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know why?
Seriously, you have some damage.
Again, this is a guy who has enough money to buy food.
Yeah, you can buy enough.
This is why he owns three houses. Can you imagine what foods are hidden in the other homes? He probably has other wives, other
families.
Those
houses she knows about.
Starving families in other homes.
You are literally insane. Insane.
Hello? Oh, he's off in the cabinet eating some Oreos.
I gotta get some Oreos right now. You know how when you really want them.
Ultimate sadness.
What's ultimate sadness if they're gone? Bean hides food. Even for you, this is spectacular.
It's Donna's fault for marrying him, though, right?
Well, it was a bad choice.
Yeah. You get what you
no
get.
No question about that. Bean hides food.
Our pal David Koechner next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, you know him from the Anchorman movies, from The Office, from, of course, Piranha 3D, and so many other great things. He'll be joining us. Also, we got tickets for our breakfast with Jack White later on this morning that you can win, which, by the way, is going to be a week from Thursday, the 12th of June. What am I hearing right now, Kevin? What's going on here?
You're hearing the bridge of the starship Roland.
Roland, why can't you just call in like a regular person when you want to talk to us?
When I do that, you never put me on the air. You say, oh, thank you. Please call the Afro line. Screw you.
Well, you just yell at us.
Well, because you're dumb.
All right.
And because you are depriving people of important information that they need to know. And so I must rectify the situation. Right. I must be the servant of the people.
What?
I must be the superhero of geeks.
Yeah, sure. What did we miss this time in the world of sci-fi?
Daredevil!
Well, I think Ralph covered that last week.
Yeah, just once.
Right.
Why are we talking about it every day?
But wait, hold on. What's going on with the Daredevil movie?
Netflix. Oh,
I want to evaluate.
It's not a movie.
Oh, it's
first
not a movie.
All, no.
What is it?
No.
What's going on with Daredevil that we should be talking about?
It's a TV series, an original TV series on Netflix. And we finally have the lead actor who will play Daredevil, the man without fear.
So
Charlie
wait,
Cox.
Is that out today?
No.
Well, then why would
making
we
it?
Well, how, why would we talk about it every day?
Where's my phaser? Where is it?
You can't. You can't shoot a phaser through a phone.
That's phaser for suck it.
So, but the point is, Ralph mentioned last week that they found the actor for the show. That's enough.
Nobody can
go out and see it.
Daredevil's finally getting the treatment he deserves after Ben Affleck pooped all over him.
Does he have like a wacky sidekick? Has that been named?
No word on who will play Foggy Nelson.
Foggy Nelson. You made that up.
Who is Matt Murdock's, of course, partner in law in their law firm, Murdock and Nelson.
Is it Daredevil, because you mentioned the Ben Affleck movie, and that made me think of it. He's blind, right?
Yes, blinded. Blinded when he's around 12 years old by radioactive substances.
It's always radioactive substances.
Fall from an oncoming vehicle.
Every comic book.
Sure, it takes his eyesight, but it also enhances his other senses. He can hear human heartbeats. He can read a newspaper by running his fingers over the print and feeling the raised print off the paper.
It's called Braille.
No, not Braille. Ink. He can feel the ink, the difference between the ink and the paper.
Oh, that's
pretty impressive.
Impressive.
That is actually impressive.
His touch is so sensitive.
Yeah. That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
So it's out next week?
No.
When is it out?
I have no idea.
Even you don't know.
But Charlie Cox is going to play him.
Right?
That's exciting news.
Right, okay. But that was mentioned last week. We were fine.
But we finally get to see Daredevil take on his many villains that he always had to face.
All right, who are some of the villains?
Kingpin.
And what does he do, Bull?
No, he's a large, big, fat gangster.
Okay.
He's a Kingpin. He's strong.
All right.
And Stilt Man. He can take on Stilt Man.
Stilt Man is not a thing.
Stilt Man is one of his villains.
Even you find that ridiculous.
I had something in my throat.
That's just a guy on stilts.
No, he's in a giant suit of armor that has telescopic legs, so his legs go... and he goes all the way to the top.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard since Ant-Man.
He can rob second-story buildings just by sticking his hand in because his stilts get so high.
Okay, all right.
And then Matt Murdock turns into Daredevil with his kung fu moves.
Well, look, we're happy for Daredevil.
Are you doing kung fu moves in your mom's basement?
Yeah. I'm a ninja.
Not a ninja, Roland.
Hey, Roland, we're going to let you go play with yourself, and we're going to move on to some other things.
How did you know?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for yet another look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
Still trying to wrap my mind around Bean hiding food from his wife.
All right, let's move on,
And
you
you'll think about it later today and you'll just crack up.
It never...
it's just fantastic.
It's the gift that keeps on giving right there is what it is.
Bean hides food.
Chip says I need to start putting stuff in a box in a tree in the yard. You keep the food away from bears when you camp.
Yeah, sure. You tie it up.
She'll never look there.
No. It's a great idea. You should spend more time and energy, I think, hiding food from your wife. I think that's a very healthy thing.
I believe that will help you, yes.
All right. Before I get to show business news, how about if I give you something? We are doing yet another microbrew at Santa Anita, the K-Rock Microbrew Party. It is happening this Saturday, June the 7th at the... Santa Anita Park. They're in beautiful, is it Monrovia? Is that Arcadia?
Arcadia.
Some right there, right?
And this is the, this weekend is the Belmont Stakes, right?
The Belmont Stakes party. That's what they're doing. It's a VIP package where you get to hang with Stryker and Omar and Dave the King of Mexico. And Beer Mug has told me he won't be there. So, look.
Even
better. If you need another reason to go, there it is for you.
Sweet.
It is a VIP package. Here's what's included. You get... free VIP admission for four people, so you and three friends get to go to this for free. You get backstage access, four drink tickets, and $106 in a voucher that you can use to bet on the ponies.
So they give you money so you don't have to
wager
your own. You're betting their money. Take the $106, you lay it there on California Chrome.
Sweet. Uh-huh.
And then boom, you earn like 80 cents. You get that right back at you. Because I'm sure that horse will be the favorite again this weekend. It's a good time. The gates open at 10 a.m. You have to be 21 years or older if you want to participate. But call right now at 1-800-520-1067. And you will be attending the K-Rock Microbrew Belmont Stakes Party this weekend, Saturday, June the 7th. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news. Oh, the Kardashians and the Wests and the Kardashian Wests. Just what a great, great couple they continue to be. Radar Online reporting that apparently Mrs. West not thrilled with her romantic Irish honeymoon that Kanye took her to. Not happy there in Ireland on their honeymoon.
There's trouble in paradise?
Yeah. Well, not a problem between them, but she just thinks the Emerald Isle is boring. Not enough good places to shop, says Kim.
Well, yeah, you don't go there to shop.
That's so not Kim, why you're going. That's not what you do on your honeymoon.
Kim has been spending lots of time going to the movies.
Alone?
No, I think he's going with her.
Huh.
Well, why would you want to enjoy one of the most picturesque places on the planet Earth when you can just go to the movies?
Sure. And Kim...
boring!
...would have no interest in the rich history of of the country or anything like that. She wouldn't want to go to any of the historical places.
No.
You're so cute.
Are there not enough people taking pictures?
That's very possible.
That's what it is.
I'm guessing the Irish just don't give a rat's ass about them, so she's not getting nearly enough attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should have honeymooned at, like, the Galleria or something if she wanted shopping and attention. They should have set up their bed in one of those furniture stores with a storefront window. Yeah, in Glendale, and they could just slept in there and everyone pay attention to them. Great casting news for Star Wars fans. I'm surprised your boy Roland didn't bring this one up.
I'm sure he will.
Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o has been cast in Star Wars, along with Game of Thrones actress Gwendolyn Christie. Also joined the cast of Star Wars Episode 7, which is good news.
A lot of people in this movie, Ralph.
Yes.
Huge cast.
It is a big, big cast of people. Lupita Nyong'o, no word on what character she will play. I'm hoping it's 12 Years a Slave Leia. They put her in that bikini and you get to see her like choke out Jar Jar Binks or something. Yeah, it's good news. And a lot of good actors in this show, too. And then, of course, TMZ yesterday broke their story. They had like 40 pictures from the set there in Abu Dhabi where they're currently filming. And looks like they're going to have practical special effects rather than the computer-animated green screen work of George Lucas. They've got actual creatures that have robotics and they're working and stuff. So,
am I an idiot that I prefer that, Ralph?
No, I don't think so at all. I'm absolutely of the belief that even the best CGI, there is a level of disconnect between an audience and CGI because you just get a vibe that that's not real, and so it makes you once removed from the action. I think when they use the puppetry and the animatronics and all that kind of stuff and it's real, I think it just really adds something to the story.
I do, too. And I told you I really felt that way about Godzilla. It just a lot of those special effects just fell super flat.
You're right. They should have just destroyed San Francisco. It's a good option.
Well, there is a way to make it look better on film. That's all I'm saying.
And there is a way to destroy San Francisco.
And Vegas.
Bean may have a point. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Imogen Poots is 25 years old today. Rafael Nadal, the tennis player, turns 28. Anderson Cooper is 47 years old today. Actor James Purifoy is 50. Slayer guitarist Kerry King, also 50 years old today. And I got an email just before I stepped in. I get a chance to source it or not. But it says Denise Williams, the singer Denise Williams, his birthday today.
Yeah, right.
And if that is the case, if I find that to be true, then we will absolutely celebrate her birthday. Because Niecy, uh-huh, as she's known to her close friends, uh-huh, of course had that smash hit on the Footloose soundtrack, Let's Hear It for the Boy.
Right.
I remember back in the days when I was listening to KZZP, when I was a young lad, I listened to a DJ who seemed to really enjoy that song from Footloose by Niecy Williams. It made... Oh, come on, I can't stall anymore.
How old were you, Ralph?
Oh, Lisa, let me think. I'm going to go back. I was probably just a mere lad of 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah, I kind of remember.
And I'd turn on the radio, and this was yesterday.
Yeah. 95. DGC, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
That happened.
Yeah. It was a long setup, but I think it was worth it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Actor David Koechner joins us in studio later this hour. We love the Keck. Very excited to see what he's up to. Also, your chance to win your way into Kevin Bean's Breakfast with the Great Jack White. It's happening June 12th at the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. He is one of the most exciting people making music today. I'm so happy that we get a chance to interview him, and you do too, plus get to see him play live in a tiny little place. So your chance to win those tickets on the way at K-Rock.
Did you guys see former Clipper owner Donald Sterling show up at the African-American churches?
I heard about
it. Church,
well, he's not racist anymore, Kevin.
Right.
No, that's all behind him.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the guy who you remember was on tape blasting his quote-unquote girlfriend for getting her picture taken with black people at Clippers games.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring Magic Johnson to a game of ours.
Exactly, yeah. And, of course, he's fighting, losing his team. He's planning on suing the NBA for $1 billion. But, he even for people who don't care about sports, you couldn't avoid Donald Sterling a couple weeks ago when those tapes were revealed. And I guess you have a little bit of the tape of the interview that he did where he sat down and tried to explain how he was captured saying all those horrible racist things on tape.
I can't explain some of the stupid, foolish, uneducated words that I uttered. I don't understand why in the world I said any of those stupid, uneducated remarks.
I wonder if that was crafted by a PR guy.
Here is a man who's, I don't know if I say this, he acts so holy. I mean, he made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. And when he had those AIDS, because he has money, he's able to treat himself. But Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing. And I respect him, and I admire everything that he does.
That sounds like
what has he done? Can you tell me?
What?
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
I thought you respect everything he's done.
He's a business person.
So that's Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
He, like I said, all you're doing is living in the past now, because he is back and he is new and he's improved and he showed up at the Praises of Zion Baptist Church in South LA on Sunday and he spoke in front of the congregation. He prayed with his African-American brothers and sisters. And Donald Sterling joins us on the phone right now here on K-Rock. Hi, Mr. Sterling.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good. Well, now, I guess if we had talked to you 2 weeks ago, we would be full of bile and hate. But yes. Now that you're a new man and you found the Lord in your heart, I guess we have to like you again.
That's right. I'm no longer racist or sexist. And I'm here with my African-American brothers and sisters here, the Praises of Zion Baptist Church. And I'm here right now. I'm late for choir practice.
Wait, there's actually a church service going on at this hour?
No, we're just in choir practice right now.
I see. Okay. All right.
You hear the choir behind me?
I do. Yeah. I'm just...
My God, are the blacks loud.
What?
Oh, my God.
Just saying, they have very full voices.
Right, but you...
shut up!
Donald, I thought these were your people now. I thought blacks and whites are all God's children now.
But I'm on the phone, and they just, they're so loud, those people.
Donald, have you really changed?
Yes, I have. I have no idea why I said those ignorant, uneducated, correct things about all those people. I just have no idea.
Okay, but you just said correct things, and that makes it sound like you still believe the vile things that you said about African Americans.
No, I have no idea why I said any of those uneducated, stupid, stupid remarks about anyone, the blacks or the women or Jews or Magic Johnson.
Okay.
He still has all those AIDS, right?
Well, he doesn't have AIDS. You know, he doesn't have AIDS at all. He's HIV positive, but he's healthy now.
Well, he should have thought of that before he got all those AIDS.
Okay. God. Again, you're focusing on the wrong things. Shouldn't you be looking inward at this point and finding out what makes you such a mean, hateful man?
I am not a mean, hateful man. I am not a racist. I have no idea why I said any of those ignorant, uneducated things.
Right, but that's not a defense.
I love black people.
You do.
And I'm here in a big church full of them.
Uh-huh.
Right. I don't even have a weapon to protect myself.
Why would you need a weapon to protect yourself?
What is wrong with you?
Church-going Americans.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're lucky they let you in the door.
No, because I have done so much for the African American community, and they know that, and they love me.
They do.
Yes, but what has Big Magic Johnson done for the African American community with all of his AIDS?
He's raised tens of millions of dollars to give back to the community and to build businesses and schools and help kids go to college. He sends hundreds of kids to college
with AIDS.
No! Not with AIDS, with money!
What is wrong with you?
He raises and donates. He's done more than you ever have, Donald Sterling.
I'm sorry, I just can't get over the AIDS thing.
It sounds like it.
Okay.
It's awfully nice when one of our favorite actors is also one of our favorite people, and it's always a thrill to have David Koechner back on the Kevin and Bean Show. He joins us in studio right now on K-Rock. Hey, the Keck. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Mr. Kevin and Mr. Bean.
It's wonderful to see you. What have you been up to?
Raising kids, making comicals, farming.
You're done with the kids, though, right? You're done.
That'd be so great to be done with them.
No. The ones you have now, you keep raising those, but you're not making any more, right?
Correct.
Okay, good.
By rule of law.
Okay, good.
They have sterilized me.
I just remember, I can't remember what film you were in promoting. You're on 1 year talking about some truly awful movie, something that was so far beneath you. And I'm like, Dave, what are you doing? He said, five kids. That's what I'm doing. So I think we're going to see much better David Koechner movies in the years to come as these kids get older and, you know, you move out of that phase of your life.
As I relax my financial burdens, I'll finally do something good.
I hope that none of them want to go to college. That's my biggest worry with your career.
They are not smart enough for college. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God.
They're more like... I don't even want to say trades because that would infer that that's a lesser trade. We don't have enough good trades.
True.
In this country, and that's, I think, one of the issues that I'd love to talk about today. And thanks for having me in to talk about trades.
I don't think we were. I'm not sure that's what we were.
By the way,
planning,
Mr. Keckner. Speaking of college,
yes.
You studied political science.
Yes.
At Benedictine College and the University of Missouri.
Correct.
What is Benedictine College? Is that a Catholic school?
It's a monastery.
It used to be.
Really?
It used to be a monastery and a convent. And my mother's brother was abbot of the monastery that's connected to the college there. So it was preordained that that's where you're going. If you want to go to college, here's one choice. You can go to Benedictine College or you can't go to college.
What if you said, I'd like to go somewhere else?
No.
Really? Yeah.
Had to go there 2 years. That was parental decree.
Two years there and then 2 years University of Missouri.
1 year. I didn't finish.
Oh, you dropped out.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, here's what happened. I was a poli-sci major, and I got into the third year of my studies, and it was largely administrative stuff. It was very boring because heretofore it had been all about the theory, and I really dug all that stuff and philosophy. And then getting to the nuts and bolts of it, I was like, oh, this is boring. I can't do this for the rest of my life. Then I also realized I didn't grow up in a country club or in a moneyed family.
Right.
And I wasn't the brightest guy that walked into any room.
I'd vote for you for president.
Well, that's very nice.
I would.
Where are you going to go? So I quit going to all my classes. I was like, this isn't what I want to do. Kind of a pocket veto, if you will,
to
keep the metaphor of political science going.
Sure.
And so my grades were – I was not eligible to re-enroll the next semester. And my dad, I thought, wow, he's just going to tear me a new one. But he said, Dave, I don't know what you want to do, but I don't think you want to go to school. I said, wow. All right. So I bought the car that I was driving from my dad because that was the thing.
Okay.
I got three jobs there in Columbia, Missouri, visited a friend in Chicago, went to the second city, saw it. I was like, well, this is what I want to do. And they teach classes. This is where I'm going. So then I moved to Chicago. And that was
the And you had no inkling before you saw Second City that entertainment was had an attraction for you in terms of career at all?
I did, but I'm from a very small town in Missouri, a town of 2,000 people. And
it was an impossible dream to even imagine how to even start, right?
Exactly. I didn't know how a person went and did something like that. Although I will say that the population has grown to 3,500. I remember going home after the 2000 census and Tipton jumped from 2000 to 3,500. And I thought, Dad, how did Tipton's having a growth spurt? He goes, well, Dave, they moved the city limits to include the prison.
To include the prison.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say you made it big and so everybody wanted to go to the birthplace of David Koechner.
No. No. And so... So
the prison.
The prison. So you could say that one third of the population of Tipton is locked up.
That's fantastic. Is your dad as funny as it sounds like when you tell the stories, or is he unintentionally funny?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
So you grew up with a little humor in your life?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Some good. Mostly corn pone.
Yeah. Sure, right. You grew up in Hee-Haw country, right?
Yes, I did.
So as displeased as they were, some people probably were, that you dropped out of college, everybody was very supportive, it sounds like, after that. Once you decided this is what you want to do and you were happy, they went with it, right?
Oh, my parents?
Yeah, family in general, yeah.
Well, they were kind of perplexed. Like, what are you doing?
They wouldn't even know what that was.
Exactly.
In their defense, he flunked out first before they accepted that he wasn't going to college.
Right, that's true.
They thought, you better get a trade. My father was a manufacturer, and he knew I couldn't weld. Because a lot of our stuff was metal fabrication, and I was a poor welder.
But how could you not learn how to weld if that's what your dad did?
You know, there's a skill. There's an art to it.
Right.
You can't just give someone an acetylene torch and wire and go, there you go. You have to, it's like, you can't just say, here's a piece of paper and a pencil, draw.
Well, that's true.
There's an art to every trade. That's why there are guilds and unions, to make sure you have a proper skill to join it.
What was the first thing that you were on that the folks back home were so proud of you for?
Saturday Night Live.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I was told that half the town stayed up to watch. Just half.
I want to hang with your dad. I'd like to have a beer with him.
Well, you'll have to go to heaven.
Oh, Kevin.
No, that's okay. How would he know?
because
how do you know? And you know what?
Kevin has a long history of bringing up people's parents.
You're a smart guy, and I honor my dad, and I thank you for doing the same.
Thank you for
being
so nice.
That was very sweet. Well, nice. You.
I want to have a beer with him.
That was nothing but a genuine compliment.
Thank you. But here's the thing. We've learned through the years, yes. or at least everyone else on the show has learned, not to bring up parents unless you know maybe one of them has passed away because it always ends up
I will tell you this. Having a beer with me is the same as having a beer with my dad.
Mm.
Oh, it's not as good. Oh no. You are definitely right. It's not as good. It's not as much fun.
Hey, we have to take a quick break. David Koechner is here. We're going to talk more about this event that you're here to pimp, by the way. But I want to make sure to get a plug in first in case people can't come back for part two. And it is going to be coming up at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood on Thursday night, June 26th. You can go to KidneySoCal.org. KidneySoCal.org. Now, that's not the kind of web address we usually give out for comedy shows. What's going on, David?
Well, it's a benefit for the National Kidney Foundation. You know, 26 million Americans have kidney disease, and most don't even know it. Uh-oh, there's our cliffhanger.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good thing to go out on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That'll get them back.
Yes.
It looks like it's going to be a great night at the Laugh Factory, too, with lots of fun people. So we'll tell you more about it and how you can get tickets and all that good stuff with the great David Koechner. And we return in a moment right after this on the...
You know, a lot of people come up to me on the street and they say, Kevin, are you a hero for donating a kidney to a good friend of yours? And I say, yes, I am. Yes, I am a hero.
I don't think that was I don't think that was you, Kevin. I actually think I was the one who donated the kidney. I don't think that was you.
Well, I take credit for it.
You should. Hey, people get us confused all the time. Why the hell not, right?
That's right.
David Koechner is here, the great stand-up comedian, writer, producer, actor. You can get him for $35 a day, by the way. Go to DavidKoechner.com or at David Koechner to follow him. He's telling us about an event coming up called Comedy for Kidneys, Thursday night, June 26th at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. Tell us more, oh great one.
Well, it is Comedy for Kidneys. I'm going to MC the event. We have the... very funny and delightful Rebecca Corey will be performing, and, of course, the amazing, magnificent Bill Burr.
He's one of my favorites.
Better than Bill Burr?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, we do our April Foolishness shows every year, comedy shows, and he has done most of them, and he amazes you.
Bill is amazing.
It's crazy.
He's jaw-dropping.
Why, by the way, KidneySoCal.org if you want to buy individual tickets or VIP packages or sponsor packages. There's all sorts of bonuses. You can get a pre-show reception. There's a lot of different packages depending on how much you want to spend for the money here. Why this charity, David? What's your connection to kidneys?
Well, I think it's an organ that is often misunderstood and maligned.
You think it's maligned?
I think it's an organ that's ignored. And people don't know. You hear about the liver gets all of the attention because we're all drinkers.
Sure.
But, the kidney gets punished, too. And you don't have to be a boxer to get your kidney punished. And like I said earlier, over 26 million Americans have kidney disease and they don't even know it.
How can you have it and not know? Are there no symptoms?
Well, you'll probably ignore the symptoms. We put so much junk into our bodies, and that the kidneys are the thing that filters so much stuff and tries to catch and goes, wow, you're throwing a lot at me. That's the kidney talking. Hey, I can use some help. No, don't eat that. Oh, Lord.
My kidneys are probably on their last breath.
but
I already have frequent and burning urination, so perhaps I should be listening up to what Dr. Koechner has to say here.
Thank you. I am a doctor by virtue of the fact that my wife's dad was a doctor. She used to say that all the time.
Yeah.
My wife, lovely wife Lee, would say, well, I'm a doctor because my dad's a doctor.
Sure. <I see. laughs> Okay.
Through osmosis.
Sure.
But it's the thing about kidney disease, it can be halted or prevented if you be caught early. So awareness is the first step to prevention. So that's why I'm here. Plus, I have some friends who run the local SoCal organization. They said, hey, would you help us out? And I said, of course. You're good people, Karen and Ed Essa.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give the information again as we say goodbye in a couple of minutes. All right. Let's talk show business for a minute because you have a movie that is out that I think was sadly overlooked by many of us in theaters because it had such a limited run called Cheap Thrills. And you are a badass mother effer in this movie, David.
You're very kind. It's a great film. I will call it great. I will say it'll be in your top 20. Of all time, if you see the picture. Cheap Thrills, available on DVD and Blu-ray right now. Probably can still stream it. iTunes, I don't know if it's on Netflix yet, but it's a great film. Pat Healy, Sarah Paxton, Ethan Embry.
It's so funny because I went to see the movie because that guy is me. At the beginning of the movie, at least, that guy is me. Like, I offered, we had a concert this past weekend, and I offered Omar
$1,000 if he would stay out on stage when Beck came out and dance during the entire first song. Because that would have been worth it.
You're right.
And that's your character in the beginning of the movie. You're like, hey, I'll give you $20. Who wants to drink this?
Right.
And by the end of the movie, not quite so cool.
It gets pretty dark.
It gets pretty dark and fast. Awfully dark.
Yeah.
Was that a fun character to play because it was so against type for you?
Yeah, it was. It was certainly much different than anything I'd done before. The guy starts out as kind of affable and fun, and then he starts turning his own screw. He's a sociopath.
Yeah.
Not that I haven't played sociopaths before, but this is a different kind of sociopath.
I thought your Todd Packer character on The Office, I thought he was a sociopath too, by the way.
I think he's a sociopath, and so is Champ Kind. Yeah, really messed
up. There's
a lot
of sociopath in you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ironic because I'm not that.
But that's what I was suggesting.
I'm a fully realized human.
So Cheap Thrills is available everywhere, like you said. And you also rapped, since the last time we had you in, you did the Corolla movie, too.
Yes, I did.
Now, I've heard very little about that. We had David Alan Greer in right after he had shot some stuff for it. And we've talked, of course, we talked to Adam every week. But tell me about your stuff.
I play a Adam's, I don't know how much to give away. I play a person in Adam's life that he doesn't like.
Okay, and so everyone?
Everyone, no. it's kind of a guy who thinks he's somewhat mystical and thinks he can give Adam some advice. And you'd kind of like to just go, oh, please don't talk at all, ever.
Right.
And he's for a particular reason, he's now living in Adam's house, and Adam is no longer living there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, did you agree to do that because you were you got your customary $35 a day, or are you actually a big Corolla fan?
I'm a huge Corolla fan. I love Adam. I did his radio show years ago. I've done his podcast numerous times. He's just a great guy. He's fascinating to me. I think he's very funny, and I was flattered that he asked.
It's funny that that character exists because Adam doesn't need anyone to give him advice on any topic.
That's true.
He always has an opinion on every single
topic. Yeah, I wish he'd just have one opinion.
You know, it's funny. We were talking earlier about you growing up and how, you know, people in your small town in Tipton, Missouri would, you know, you need a trade and everything like that. I mean, that's kind of how Adam grew up, working in the valley, you know, as a real life construction guy and everything like that. And he's the last person, if you would have met him at 20, that you would have expected would be a 3-time New York Times bestselling author and have a second movie coming out and have the number one podcast in the world. I mean, it really is kind of a miracle that he turned out the way he did.
An entrepreneur, a distiller of spirits as well.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, that's right. Let's not forget the Mangria.
Yeah.
So he's an unbelievable success story.
Could one describe him as a Renaissance man?
I think one could. I mean, I'm not sure it's for me, but.
What's the dream acting gig for David Koechner?
Well, it'd be a 4-camera sitcom that shoots 10 minutes from my house.
That you didn't have to rehearse for or anything else.
Well, it's the best gig in television because you get to go in, apply the comicals, and go home. You can drop your kids off in the morning, pick them up most days in the afternoon.
Yeah. What about the Anchorman experience? That had to be crazy fun.
Amazing both times. I remember about three weeks before we were done filming, I was just thinking, wouldn't this be amazing if we just did this every week for 10 years as a show?
I'd like that.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm so surprised you don't have the dream TV gig. I mean, what sitcom wouldn't want to have you on it?
Well, it's coming. It's on its way.
Oh, you have something in development?
There's something
All
happening.
Right. Is it good?
It's going to be great.
Okay. David doesn't care if it's good, Kevin. He cares if it's on the air.
That's my problem. I do care if it's good. So it has
You'll
to
learn.
Be.
You need to jettison that right away.
No, we were just talking earlier how, you know, good things come to people who wait, and I've been around long enough. I think all good things are coming.
Okay. Well, I hope so.
Very happy.
That'd be a great deal for you.
It will be.
Well, you got a lot going on, but you're still giving back. June 26, 6 p.m. at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. Go to kidneysocal.org. David Koechner is going to be emceeing the event that night. Rebecca Corey, Bill Burr. Great lineup. It looks like a lot of fun for a fantastic cause. By the way, one of the things Kevin made a reference to, I was a kidney donor a couple years ago, David, and one of the things I learned at that time, because I knew nothing about organ donation, is that 18,000 people in this country every year die from waiting for an organ, and most of those are kidneys. So you're raising money for a great cause. So thank you for that.
Thank you, and we hope to collect some kidneys that night.
are you collecting?
I'm sorry, just come on down.
Right, but are you collecting kidneys?
It's
you say?
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, just wake up in a bathtub in Vegas, Kevin, like you do. KidneySoCal.org and DavidKechner.com for more information. Let's hear it for the great David Koechner stopping by the Kevin Bean Show today.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
My fear is that Jack White's going to make us all dress alike when we come to the Breakfast With next week.
Well, that's what we do best.
You know how he likes to color coordinate his people. So if you want to be part of the audience for Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Jack White, see him performing songs from all of his various bands and from the new solo album Lazaretto. You want to be in the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. We are looking for you. We're looking for Jack White fans. You'll have to earn them. Your chance to play a game right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll get that on the air right after the top of the hour. First, though, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Chris Brown is out of jail, finally. Woo! No justice, no peace.
We were rooting for him.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I was anti. I was anti that.
Right.
Yeah. He was released at 12:01 a.m. yesterday morning, according to the L.A. Times. Chris, of course, was put behind bars in March for violating his probation, going all the way back to when he beat up his then-girlfriend Rihanna in February of 2009. On May 9th, Chris was sentenced to a year in jail. He got credit for 234 days of time he served, which left 131 days on the clock. So the judge decided to let Chris go early. Of course, let's face it, he's not done yet. He still has that little issue in Washington, D.C. He's got to appear in court for that.
Sure.
There's still hope that he'll go back behind bars where he belongs. But as he tweeted, he's now humbled and blessed. It's back to the music and the fans. By the way, none of that is true. Neither humbled nor blessed. Nor is it about the music, nor is it about the fans.
He is a guy who cannot stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
He's got issues.
Look, I've always said that money and fame will magnify whatever it is you are. If you're a bit of a dick, when you get rich and famous, you become a huge dick. If you're a bit of a bully, you become a huge bully.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea. This is a reality show that apparently Hollywood Reporter says is going to happen. I know you guys will be like, oh, that sounds great. I can't wait. I think it's a horrible idea, and I think it's the downfall of society.
All right.
I slept with a celebrity.
It's a terrible idea.
Andy Cohen, who currently hosts Bravo's Watch What Happens Live.
Tell me more.
Is developing the show. It's being shopped to broadcast and cable networks for the fall. He describes the show as each episode, we will talk to two people about how their walk with fame led to a walk of shame. Describing where they met, who they met, where they went, what they wore or didn't, having sex with a celebrity. I think that once you start bringing out people who are outing people that they had sex with just simply because they have some sort of fame, I think it's a terrible, terrible idea.
I agree. It's very distasteful.
And look, I'm not the barometer of taste. I
hope not.
I don't claim to be the guy who is always socially aware, but it just seems like if you're going to tell tales about people, and this isn't a criminal activity, it's just someone who simply had a sexual relationship with another person. If you're going to tell tales about them and hold them up to public ridicule simply for interacting with other people, what could be more dehumanizing than that? They don't deserve that just because they're a little bit famous, right?
Plus, is there no way to fact check them either, right? They could make it up.
Yeah.
I imagine.
So, there you go. There's that. Or you can get on board with the other reality show that's being shopped around for the fall called The Sex Factor.
The Sex Factor?
Yes. 8 men and 8 women will compete for $1 million and the opportunity of a lifetime to make a porn film with former Duke University student Bell Knox. She was the Duke University student member who wrote in the school paper about her secret life as a porn star, and then she got out and her life became unmanageable and she had to leave school. The Sex Factor judges panel will consist of adult stars Lexi Bell, Tori Black, Remy LaCroix, and Kieran Lee, and they will judge who of the 8 men and 8 women should have sex with this woman on screen for, and also a $1 million prize.
So you're telling us that between those two,
you've got those are
that's a choice?
That's America.
I'm going B.
I'm going to Ireland.
I'm moving to Dublin. I'm going to get a little hut on a peat farm somewhere and just drink Guinness quietly with the shades drawn, asking no one to bother me.
For the rest of time.
America, as George Carlin maybe said, is circling the drain. At this point, all we can do is just watch.
Are you finally getting tired of Hollywood and its nonsense, Ralph?
I really am. I'm never tired of the people and the creative people I meet who work within it, but the machinery itself, the decision-making processes, can be quite disheartening.
Yeah, I imagine. I'll take your word on that.
Yeah. You guys are lucky.
we have no talent?
No. You have other things. You know, you have other hobbies. We got a guy hiding food over there. The other guy's stealing cars drunk. I mean, you guys
have
a full life because you fill it up with non-show busy kind of things.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is nice. One guy's smearing strawberry ice cream on the walls. The other guy's looking for Taylor Swift's cat. You guys have hobbies. You're complex, intricate people.
I don't like this. Putting me in with him.
Well, sorry. You made that choice a long time ago. And Serena Williams seems like a good gal.
Sure.
She apparently was enjoying some time in Miami, enjoying the sun and the surf, when she spotted a bride and groom on the beach getting married. So she went up and introduced herself and wished the happy couple the best of luck, and they took a bunch of photos with her. She was willing to post for some photos with them, so she took wedding pictures with the husband.
And now they're on a show with Andy Cohen claiming to have had sex with her.
That's right. They're the three-way Serena Williams. It's them in the tux and a bridal dress and her in a leather print bathing suit on Instagram. And one of these things is not like the other. But she seems like a nice lady. All right. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays today. Imogen Poots. Sounds like a Harry Potter character.
Yeah, it really does.
She is 25 years old today. Rafael Nadal, the tennis player, is 28. Anderson Cooper is 47 years old. Now, we're just talking about your birthday, Anderson. Really just anything funny. Just happy birthday to Anderson. Anderson Cooper, who is 47 years old today.
All
right. Sorry. All right? Okay? All right, moving on. James.
Why is this so funny to him? It happens every year.
James Purefoy, the actor, is 50 years old today. He's very talented. And we just said happy birthday, Anderson. That was all we said, all right? Okay? Slayer guitarist Kerry King is 50 years old today. And Denise Williams, legendary singer Niecy Williams, known to her friend as Niecy. She, of course, had a smash hit back in the day on the Footloose soundtrack, I believe. But it was Let's Hear It for the Boy.
Yeah. 95. BGC, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself. Right down there in the ankle, every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Yep, that's Bean right there. That's formerly known for reals, this is not a joke, as Flash Phillips.
That's his patented radio patter.
Bean, I mean period. Bean, I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Bean.
Not only is it painfully unfunny, but I think it's also medically inaccurate. Because I think if you sprained your ankle, your foot would actually get tighter. I think it would be harder to
that's a good point.
Move your foot. It would not, in fact, be foot loose. It would be foot tight.
Let's listen to it again.
All right, let's just make sure.
Yeah. 95. PGC. I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself. Right down there in the ankle, every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose. I couldn't have been more wrong in every single way.
That's true.
That is true.
Thank you for admitting it, finally.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
June 12th in the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. We're going to get all fanboy on Jack White because we are so excited he is coming to town. We're so excited we get a chance to interview him, and you get to help us by asking questions, and he's going to play whatever he wants live. And this is a guy, Jack White, who has just undergone transformation after transformation, you know, from the White Stripes to the Rock and Tours to the Dead Weather to the solo stuff, and he'll be playing it all. And we're looking for fans right now at 1-800-520-1067. You love all aspects of Jack White's career. You are a good candidate to win this game that we call Riff It.
KMB is here and we're in effect. Want you to go see Jack playing the Red Bull Sound Space. Kevin and Bean Breakfast. Come on, yo. Rip it good. Ah, rip it. Rip it real good.
All right, so we're going to play a guitar riff from Jack White, and all you have to do is identify the song. Just tell us what song it's from that Jack White is playing on the piece that we play. So that's now, as easy as it is.
Do we need the band or no? Just the song title.
I think we didn't discuss that in the meeting, did we?
Yeah, no.
Should we do title and artist? Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's
I
do
think
title
we
and
need
artist.
To.
Because it's such a small room, Red Bull Sound Space. We can't invite everybody, so we're really just looking for super fans here. So give us title and artist of the riff that we play for you. And if you're right, you go into the drawing, and someone wins tickets to join us at the Breakfast with Jack White. Who's up first?
We will start in Victorville. Say good morning to Caitlin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Caitlin. Out in Victorville, you can't hear K-Rock on the radio out there. You're listening online, right?
I'm streaming you on my iPhone.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing that. I hope you love Jack White, and I hope you get this. Tell us what this song is as we play Riff It.
White Stripes, Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground.
Look at that.
That's how easy it is.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you're awesome, Caitlin. Hope you win. Hang on, you're in the drawing. Thank you.
Let's go to Orange and say good morning to Robert.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Very well, Robert. Thank you.
All right, Robert, listen up. Let's play Riff It.
Riff It. Riff It real good.
Sorry, a little slow on that one. All right, here's your riff.
That is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes off the album Elephant.
Oh, he's showing off.
Okay.
I love it. Two for two. Hey, that's sweet. Let's go to Javier in Alhambra. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thank you. All right, here's your song.
Title and artist.
The Raconteur, Steady As She Goes.
What's happening?
Like that!
Well done, sir. Three for three, everybody.
Have we ever gone 3 for 3?
We have, but this is a little tougher game than sometimes that we play, so I'm very impressed with this audience.
Let's go to Chino and say good morning to Elaine. Hi there.
Hello, good morning.
Elaine, don't blow our streak here. We're feeling good, okay?
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
All right. There you go.
Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes.
Look at that.
Okay.
Yay.
Right. Yay.
You people rule.
We got time for a couple
more.
Who's next?
I didn't hang up on her. Put it on hold.
Mario in Marina Valley.
Hello.
Hi there.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
You ready?
How you doing?
Are you ready?
Go Raiders.
Riff it.
What are you doing?
Let's do this. Riff it real good.
All right. Here you go.
Damn you. The only one that I don't know the name of. I know it's Jack White, but...
Yeah.
Wow, you knew it was Jack White, you guys.
You know what, though? Every single one of these, I would go, yep, I know that song. And then I wouldn't be able to come up with the title.
Yeah.
Lazaretto?
No, I'm sorry. That one was Icky Thump by the Stripes.
Icky Freaking Thump.
That's actually what it's called. God, I hear that riff from Icky Thump, and I realize... Why I love Jack White so much. No one plays like him. He's so awesome.
Let's go to Tim in Whittier. Hi, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tim.
Here's your riff.
Jack White, Freedom at 21.
You are correct, sir.
Nicely done.
You are correct. You are in the draw.
Wow.
All right, we got time for just one more contestant, Kevin. Who's it going to be?
It is going to be Lindra from Las Vegas. Are you listening online?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't know if you're in town or whatever, but all right. Here's your riff. Good luck.
Orchid, the White Stripes.
Wow. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, with the come
with
on.
You people.
Man.
All right, Breakfast with Jack Whack is going to.
I'm sorry, who?
Breakfast with Jack White is going to be next Thursday, June 12th, at the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. Pretty much everybody except for that one dude is in the drawing, but only one can win, Lisa May. Who's it going to be?
It's Caitlin.
Yay!
Yay!
That was our first person?
Yeah.
I think she's on line one, maybe.
Caitlin, congratulations.
Thank you.
We will see you at the Breakfast with Jack Whack, as Bean says.
Rip it real good. By the way, I know we were geeking out about Jack White, or as Kevin called him, Jack Whack.
Oh, you're so funny.
But while we're talking about great guests, how about the amazing Clark Gregg back on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow? Agent Coulson himself is going to be here. Cascade Kevin is going to be on the program tomorrow, one of the most popular DJs in the world. And Adam Carolla, that's all tomorrow right here on K-Rock. A couple of weeks ago, Ralph Garman brought us a story in the Showbiz Beat that I was very interested in. Alec Baldwin got in more trouble with the police, ended up being arrested, in fact, this time. And as Lisa has pointed out many times, he brings a lot of this on himself. He really does have some anger issues.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of BS that the police were piling on lame ticket after lame ticket. I know they don't like him because he's been very outspoken against the police in New York. But first of all, they gave him a ticket for riding his bicycle the wrong way down a street in New York. Okay?
Now, if you've ever been to New York, that's all of New York. That happens.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So they gave him a ticket for that. And then when the police officer came up to him and said, hey, we want to give you a ticket for riding your bike down the wrong way down the street, which is already lame-o, they said, let's see your ID. And he said, I don't have any ID on me, which he didn't. Didn't have any driver's license or anything with him. And they gave him a ticket for that.
Well, how are they supposed to know who Alec Baldwin is?
That is so stupid. Like, seriously, for him, everyone knows who he is.
I mean, I guess we can't expect our police force to recognize everybody.
No, but don't you get the feeling like he's made comments about them? You sort of get the feeling like if I was a New York cop and he's making all those comments, you know, maybe I hassle him some.
I would think so, too. I would think so, too.
But it's a – both of those are pretty weak tickets.
I think they're weak tickets, and that's the topic that we wanted to talk about. And I don't know that we've ever discussed this on the show before. Look, there are a lot of things that you can get in trouble for, a lot of things that you can get ticketed for. There are people, by the way, who think it's a weak ticket if you're only going – 11 miles over the speed limit. They think that's a weak ticket. You know, people have a different tolerance for what they think they should be arrested for.
Bean got a jaywalking ticket. That happened.
I did get a jaywalking ticket. That's right.
And jaywalking, that's pretty weak. I mean,
it
I know depends. You shouldn't, and
it
I know it's dangerous.
Where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a, you know, a dangerous place to be doing it, you're putting everybody at risk. But I got one, too. And
you
it
got
was
a jaywalking ticket?
Not a busy street at all.
Well, we want to take some calls from you, the Kevin and Bean listener, on weak-ass tickets that you've gotten. Maybe even things that you didn't even know were illegal until you got a ticket for it. But a ticket that you think was weak, we want to hear what it was at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk about jaywalking for 1 second, because I think that is something that just rubs everybody the wrong way because everybody has jaywalked. So what's the answer to that problem, Kevin? Is it you just don't give any jaywalk tickets and just accept that now we live in a world where anybody can cross the street at any time?
It's mayhem! No, I think common sense comes into play. Is it a risky neighbor? Not neighborhood, but
intersection?
Is it busy?
Intersection, yeah. Is it busy and are you causing danger to yourself or other people? Maybe you should get one. But if you're on a residential street or you're anywhere in New York,
yeah.
I mean, people just walk across the streets. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
That seems like it's kind of weak.
So if you're the police and you see somebody who is with traffic going at full speed, he's racing between the cars
right,
to get across
dangerous.
The street. That's the guy you say is likely to get hit.
Yeah, I'd say that's a valid
But don't
ticket.
Give it to somebody who's in a you know suburban neighborhood and there's no cars around and he's just crossing in the middle of the street or whatever.
It was funny because yesterday I went jogging and I knew we were doing this topic today and it didn't occur to me there was a police car that was waiting right on a corner to see if people were running the stop sign because there was a school area and I jogged right behind the car and then I turned and went right across the street with no crosswalk and he did nothing about it because it wasn't dangerous.
Right.
And I would have considered that even though I'm an idiot because I did it. I almost hit his car. you know, it's just that's a weak ticket.
All right. We want to hear about your weak tickets at 1-800-520-1067. I saw a report from a guy online yesterday who said that he bought a new car that came with a license plate cover, came with one of those. He said not tinted or anything like that. Clear plastic protective case,
right.
You know, with the dealership's name on the top and everything like that. That's what the car came with. He got pulled over and got a ticket from a police officer who said that it was an illegal cover for his license plate.
Why? People can't see it?
I think that's what, yeah, that's what the police officer said. And the guy who was writing the article said, I said, what, are you blind? It's clear plastic. Of course you can see it.
By the way, that's how you want to start talking to a cop if he pulls you over or something.
And then, Lisa, you suggested that maybe it was what?
Christine suggested it, that it may be of such a material that those cameras can't actually get a picture of the license plate.
I need to get one of those.
And that could be what it is. But again, that's a weak-ass ticket. All right, let's take one before the break here at 1-800-520-1067. That's the wrong button. Let's try Jimmy. He's on line 7. This is exactly what we're talking about. Jimmy's joining us now from West Hills. Hi, Jimmy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for listening, sir.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hello.
You got a ticket for what?
I got a ticket for improper use of my horn.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Were you just laying it on?
No, it was.
Were you laying on it?
Or
LA
that?
LA County Sheriff and a guy in front of me, light turned green, guy wasn't going. I honked my horn and the lights went on behind me and I thought they were pulling over the guy in front of me. Lo and behold, the cop pulled me over for improper use of my horn.
How is it an improper use of your horn? That's what the horn is made for.
That's what I thought.
You just tapped it, right? You just like, hey, the light's green. Pay attention.
Just pop, just a little pat, pat.
No kidding.
Did you argue with the policeman?
I argued with the policeman, and he threatened to write me up for more violations, including tinted windows. So I kind of got a better attitude and just took the ticket.
Wow. So what did he say to you? Of course, you literally have no idea. I know we all say, no, officer, I don't know why you're pulling me over. But you really didn't have any idea why you pulled me over. What did he say to you?
He said, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, I don't have a clue. He said that was improper use of your horn. And I was floored, and I asked him to explain it to me.
Yeah, what
did he say? He said that you are not allowed to honk your horn unless it's an emergency situation.
So you're
and
supposed to sit?
That was not an emergency situation.
What?
Just sit at the light.
I'm at the light.
And so you're just supposed
green.
To sit there and let it go red?
No, the car did go. The light turned green. The car wasn't going. The person must have been texting or something. Hmm. Light turned green.
See?
I waited 3 or 4 seconds, honked my horn, then I got pulled over.
If that's the law that you can't honk your horn unless it's a dangerous situation, an emergency, then we all deserve tickets.
How much was the ticket? Do you remember, Jimmy?
I believe it was less than $200. I think it was $178.
You think that cop went back to the station and said, I gave a guy a ticket for improper use of horn? He was floored.
Maybe that's what it was, is the police all challenged each other to see who could find the most obscure law on the books to write a ticket for. All right. Thank you so much for the call. We enjoyed talking to you. 1-800-520-1067. The weak-ass ticket you got. Doesn't have to be a motor vehicle ticket either, by the way. It could be for anything. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next on camera. Apparently, there are a lot of weak-ass tickets, as the hashtag has developed on Twitter, by the way, hashtag weak-ass ticket, on this topic that we're talking about here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jeremiah writes in, I got a ticket for going 1 mile over the speed limit.
Okay. But there's more to that story, right?
Cop pulled me over, asked if I knew how fast I was going. I said 45, and he scoffed and said 46. Showed me the radar and gave me a speeding ticket, $276, says Jeremiah.
I would like to hear from a police officer on that one.
And one more before we go back to the phones. Mark writes in on the topic that we were just discussing about only being supposed to use your horn in an emergency situation.
Right.
According to the California DMV handbook, says Mark, it says that if someone is going the wrong way down a one-way street, you should not honk your horn at them because you might make them even more flustered.
What?
What?
So apparently we've all been using the horns wrong, I guess is what's going on.
That's
all
absurd.
Right, let's go to Molly. She's on line 5, Redondo Beach, was very kind to call and hold on. Molly gets us started in this segment on the Kevin and Bean Show. Weak-ass ticket, what happened?
Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Great, hi. So I had just left my office, and I was eating a burrito, and I got pulled over for eating my burrito because he was insisting that it was my cell phone.
First of all, is that euphemism? Eating your burrito.
It was meaty.
Molly, everybody. So the cop thought you were on your cell phone, so pulled you over. But then when it was clear that you were just eating a burrito, you still got a ticket?
Yeah, I showed him. He said, well, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, no. He said, well, you were using your cell phone. I said, what? No, I was eating a burrito. This one right here. I mean, I still had it in my hand.
Now? Well,
I
still have it in your head now? It's weird.
I imagine they can ticket you for eating in your car. anyway, so he probably just switched it to that.
No, I don't know. That's not fair.
No, it's not fair at all. By the way, when they start handing out tickets to everybody who eats in their car, just mail it to every driver in California, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it was a California burrito.
Thanks. See, there you go. We appreciate it very much. Speaking of eating, let's go to Pete. He's on line 7. He got an eating ticket, you guys, and he wasn't driving. Let's find out what happened. Hey, Pete.
Hi, guys. I'm still pissed, and it's been 25 years.
25 years ago.
I was on a bus, an MTA bus,
mm-hmm.
RTD, the old name.
Right.
And I was eating an ice cream, and an undercover cop busted me.
For
three
what?
Cop, actually.
For eating ice cream on a bus?
Eating ice cream on a bus.
Is that illegal?
It's completely illegal. They were there supposedly to catch taggers. Nope, not me. I get off the bus. Cop jumps off of the bus, and then the two guys, other undercover guys, came in their car, pulled up, and not arrested me, thank God, but gave me a ticket, and I had to serve community service. 40 hours.
40 hours?
40 hours doesn't sound like much to people who haven't done community service, but that's a lot.
Oh, my God.
For those of us who have.
That's insane.
Wow. I don't blame you for still thinking about that 25 years later. That's incredible.
Were you smoking weed at the same time or kicking people? Or
I'm about the most vanilla guy you can get. I was in a school uniform, and they still busted me.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
And when the guy found out that I was there, the community service guy, he laughed at me and just signed it off.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate the call so much. Carla writes in on the Kevin Bean Facebook page, my 10-year-old son got a ticket for riding his bicycle on the sidewalk in our neighborhood. There are no bike lanes there.
What? That's what the sidewalks are for?
That's what I would think. Nancy writes in, dear Kevin and Bean, again, Facebook page, I got a ticket for impeding the flow of traffic. I had stopped traffic while parallel parking my car. I got in on the first shot, and they still gave me the ticket. You have to stop the cars behind you when you back into a spot, though.
Yes. So that means you're just not allowed to parallel park.
apparently that's what it is. All right. This is crazy. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we try Antonio? He's in Pasadena. He's up on line 1, please.
Hey, Antonio.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going? Nice
to meet
you. Hi. What'd you get a ticket for that was weak?
So I got a ticket for what the cop called, these are his words, high decibel of a car.
Your car made too much noise.
Correct. And it was a car. It wasn't a motorcycle because, you know, some motorcycles are actually pretty loud. It
right.
It was a car.
But did you have it, like,
was it modified
tricked
or
out or anything?
No, it wasn't really modified. It was kind of, you know, a little bucket. It was one of those cars that, you know, was an older car, so it made a little bit more noise. But
it was just basically, you know, a regular tailpipe making too much noise.
Yeah, I was just cruising down the street just with my buddy or driving down, just picked up some food from a restaurant he worked at.
I'm not sure any of that detail is necessary.
Wait, what kind of restaurant was it? Was it Cuban food or what? Do you remember?
It was Italian food, man.
Oh, that sounds good. Go on.
That's a weak ticket. All right, thank you for the call.
Super weak. All right, let's get away from driving for a minute and go to Michael. He's in Costa Mesa. He's on line 3. Michael, we're talking about weak ass tickets on the Kevin and Bean show today. It sounds like you got one.
Mine's really good.
All right.
I was smoking a cigarette on the 5 freeway, and I ashed it out the window, and I got a ticket for littering, and it was $1,000.
What? Wow.
So you didn't throw a cigarette out the window. You just ashed it.
Just ashed it.
How's
it $1,000?
How is it a ticket?
How is that a ticket? It's considered littering.
Michael, tell the truth. You were going to throw the cigarettes out the window when you were done, though, right?
No, I got a little ashtray here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. You could have used the ashtray had you had the ashtray.
Yeah. But,
now,
it made me laugh, but yeah, it was pretty painful.
Let me ask you guys this. I mean, you shouldn't throw cigarettes out the window. Obviously, A, it's litter, and B, you worry about it starting a fire. But is that also the thinking behind ashing, too? Is that somehow is that what's going on because of the drought in California? Somehow even an ash could start a fire? Is that why they make that law?
I guess so.
I don't know. $1,000 seems a little steep.
Wow.
I am surprised, that's for sure. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that so much. Wow. Let's go to Andy. He's up next. He's on line 8, Mission Viejo. Andy, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas?
Hi there. You got a weak ticket. What was it?
When I was 15 years old, I received a seatbelt violation after being ejected from a car after an accident.
All right, you weren't wearing a seatbelt, but you had gone flying out of the car after an accident.
Exactly, and was in the emergency room because I was very jacked up, and the CHP officer came to the hospital and placed the ticket on my chest in the ER hospital bed.
For not wearing a seatbelt? Doesn't he for think no maybe seatbelt. You learned your lesson by getting ejected out of a car?
You would think so.
What the hell?
The worst part is it was out in, like, Joshua Tree in the middle of nowhere, so I had to drive all the way the hell back out there just to go to court.
Wow. All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Let's go to Dee. She's on line 7. She's from Yucaipa. Hi, Dee.
Hi. You can call it Yucrapa if you want.
All right, Yucrapa.
Hey, I got a ticket for reckless endangerment of a child for walking my little sister across railroad tracks that were no longer in use.
What? That doesn't even make sense. What's the danger there?
That's what I wanted to know. And I was 16 and she was 6. And I was like, seriously? They're not even being used.
They weren't being used at the time, or they were out
Ever.
Of use?
Ever. Out of use.
Then you got to fight. How long did this happen?
Oh, we'll see. Then I have to tell you that I'm 53 years old.
Okay. Oh. All right. So did you fight it then, I guess, is my question.
She was 16. How's she going to fight a ticket?
I did have to show up in court, and it was like, of course, I always looked older than I was. So they're like, oh, 16. Oh, okay. No. So they set me up for community service. And I was like, really? They ended up not giving me anything because they were more embarrassed than anything.
Yeah.
Because I was taking pictures of, like, no signs up and concrete barriers.
That is weak ass. That is absolutely weak ass. All right, Dee, thanks for the story. Let's do one more. Let's close with Julia. I want to make sure I understand what it is that she's going to tell us here, because it sounds like to me she may have deserved this ticket. Julia, Anaheim, you're on. Go ahead.
I totally deserve the ticket. I'm not saying I didn't. However, it was still weak ass.
All right.
I'm driving through Mission Viejo, which was a mistake to begin with, because I'm always underdressed when I go through there.
Okay.
And I have my handicap placard up in the window, you know, and I left it up. So, of course, I needed to be punished with $40.
Wait, what does that mean you left it up?
Like, you know, the blue handicap placard?
Yeah.
It goes up around your rearview mirror with a little hook on it?
Right, yeah.
I left it up while I was driving.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that. That's just for when you park?
Right.
I didn't know that. How about that? That is a weak-ass ticket.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Did the guy explain to you?
Yes, but he was very, can I say, douchey?
Yes.
Sure. I mean, you already did, but.
How dare you be handicapped and drive with a handicap placard on your car? How dare you?
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
And now, a moment with Bean.
All right, breakfast with Jack Wack is good.
I'm sorry, who?
That was a moment with Bean.
Breakfast with Jack Wack.
Jack Wack.
Looking forward to that. It's going to be fun.
That was my porn name back in the day.
You did solo stuff?
Yeah, I used to do a lot of solo roles as Jack Wack.
You starred in that non-solo one with Zach Wack, too, though, right? You guys worked together for a while, if I recall.
Nope.
Hello?
Nope.
Is this thing on?
Unfortunately. Take it one step too far, didn't
you? Unfortunately, yes.
We're all just having fun until I poo-poo. So, yeah. Hey, time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Before I beat you, let me give you something. A pair of passes to the special premiere screening of a little movie that I personally like to call 22 Jump Street. Come on, 22 Jump Street.
This looks hilarious.
It does.
Looks awesome. I love 21 Jump Street. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to 23 Jump Street in 2 years.
Same.
But right now we have 22 Jump Street. June the 10th at the Village Westwood Theater is where it's all happening. You get to see the red carpet and you get to see the movie. It's going to be a good time if you'd like to go. And I can't think why you wouldn't. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First 5 callers through at that phone number receive a pair of passes to attend the special premiere screening of 22 Jump Street. And don't feel too disheartened if you don't win, because 22 Jump Street will be in theaters everywhere June the 14th. So a mere couple days later, you'll be able to see it. But if you win, you see it before your friends. And then you could say, I'm better than you.
Well, you will be better than them.
And you will be. This is not show business, but I couldn't believe the story.
Okay.
This tells you we are just hardwired to be douchebags.
All of humanity or
yes,
guys?
All
or,
of humanity.
Okay, all of humanity.
Did you see the study that proved hurricanes with female names cause more damage than hurricanes with male names.
I did not see that.
Because people aren't as threatened by them because they have female names. And so they don't evacuate, and they don't take the threat as seriously when it's a female hurricane versus a male hurricane. If Hurricane Phil is coming at you, like, Phil! Lock up the doors! Put the shutters on it! I get to plywood! We're going to die! If Hurricane Louise is coming, you're like, oh, Louise.
Sounds like a sweet little storm.
She is so overblowing this whole storm situation. She's so quick to jump to conclusions. Oh, it's another crisis. Here comes Louise. And then, boom, Louise kills you.
You get nailed.
Yes. That's just people in general.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that's weird.
It
is nuts.
It's a hurricane. It's not a gender. It's not a sex. It's just it's a hurricane with a name.
With whatever name it is, it's a hurricane.
Right. It has the same destructive power. And if they knew anything about anything, they'd know that something with a female name is much more dangerous. Much more deadly. It'll get you.
You know, people can hear her even.
They will. Things with women's names will kill you. And worse, they will bore you. So people don't get it, man. They just don't understand.
They don't.
Angelina Jolie is tired of being a big-time movie star. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, the sheer exhaustion. And here's her problem. She's not tired of being a movie star. She's tired of raising 27 kids from all different nations and saving the world and working for UNICEF. Why don't you do a little less of that, a little more big screen? A little less humanity, a little more fantasy. How about that? All right, that didn't sound as good coming out of my mouth as it did in my brain.
It didn't really.
She said she's got about one more movie in her.
Really?
Right now she's working hard on a new biopic about Cleopatra. She says the Queen of the Nile was a very complicated woman, and it's a very taxing role, and she's looking forward to doing it, but she hints that this could be the end of her acting career after she knocks this one out.
And she'll have to stop buying children?
Maybe. Yeah, they're expensive.
Hmm.
I think she'd be a great Cleopatra, though.
Absolutely.
You're going to cast somebody in that role. She's the one, right?
That Elizabeth Taylor movie, as famous as it was not a good movie, Ralph.
For the time, it was
For the
fine.
Time, it was. It has not aged well.
No, it has not really held up. But for the time, it was a big historical spectacle. And of course, she and Richard Burton were the biggest stars in the world at the time.
Absolutely.
And it looked great, and it was well shot. It looked a very expensive film. Practically put 20th Century Fox out of business. But it was not a really good film.
But it is the kind of story, though, that is compelling and could do with a modern retelling. Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah. And Sofia Vergara seems like a very down-to-earth gal, despite her enormous wealth and fame, thanks to Modern Family. Apparently, she showed up at a pita joint in New York City.
A pita joint?
Yeah, there's pita restaurants. They specialize in pita bread sandwiches and things like that.
Oh, okay. We were thinking of that.
Yeah, I thought you meant
okay. Or like, were the animals?
Yes.
You know, she's there to raise
pita.
A cat or something?
I don't know.
No. Important pita. The one you eat.
Okay.
I eat animals too, by the way, pita. Suck it! So she walks into this pita restaurant in New York, and it's a long line. But she refused to move up in line, although many men apparently offered her their spot in line.
Is that right?
Oh, you don't have to wait. Why don't you come up here? You can just be up here. She said, no, it's okay. And she just stayed in the back of the line.
She was the bachelor?
Waited in line patiently for her Hawaiian chicken lunch and then thanked everyone in the restaurant for being so nice to me before she left.
Hmm.
So she didn't want to throw her weight around and say, don't you know who I am, and go to the front of the line. She just waited patiently with everyone else.
All right.
Love that about her.
It's so weird to hear that a celebrity is just like us.
She is just like us. She's not just like us.
We would have gone.
Because we would have said, yeah, get out of my way. Where's my Hawaiian chicken combo? And where's the extra Chipotle? We would be worse in her situation than she was.
Yeah.
She's nicer. Today's celebrity birthdays. Imogen Poots is 25 years old today. Rafael Nadal, the tennis champ, is 28. Anderson Cooper is 47 years old today. Actor James Purifoy is 50. And Slayer guitarist Kerry King, one of the greats, is 50 years old as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:43. Hold on. I'm installing some locks on some new cabinets here real quick. I'll get back to you guys.
This is Growing Up. What a funny song to play after Bean talked about how he hides food from his wife.
All right, one last
regressing into infancy. It should be the next song we play.
By the way, you're not going to be surprised. Maybe you will be surprised by this, Ralph. We're hearing from lots of listeners.
Yeah, qualified
We're hiding lots of food.
Yeah,
lots of family members.
I saw one who says, Oh, I have to hide the chocolate chip cookies from my kids because they'll eat them all, so I put them in my room, which is understandable because she has out-of-control children who are eating her food.
Who will eat them, yeah.
Not I have to hide it from my wife, who doesn't know I have secret food fetishes.
And who would totally respect the fact that I don't want her to eat it.
That's and we didn't even get to the fact, what of an unnatural relationship he has with food. If he feels he has to hoard it so that whenever the craving hits, he must be able to have a cashew for fear of what exactly?
That is weird, because usually when I'm hungry, I just go, I'm going to go see if I can find anything.
Or if
you've
got a craving for a thing and it's not there.
You're all right.
You're fine.
Take something else.
Yes.
Just eat something else. All right, is therapy done? Can we move on to the show?
No, it's just beginning.
You're not listening, sir.
You're not listening. How do you feel about that?
Here's
tell us
your
outlet. The show this week.
Can you imagine being Bean's therapist?
Oh, like he has it.
Have you ever been into therapy, Bean?
Yeah, I guess I have a little. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I guess no. I have a little bit. You would know, I think, one way
no,
or the other.
No, I'm saying it's been a very, very yeah. long time.
It's been too damn long.
Very long. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe too long indeed.
Yeah.
You're suggesting now that I have to pay someone to listen to me talk.
How else would you get them to listen?
Yes.
No one would volunteer for that job.
You think it would be beneficial for me, Rob?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Because it hasn't yes. done much for you.
You know what? It's done tons for me.
Really?
Yes.
Why are you still so angry and aggressive all the time?
Oh, that's just towards you. He's great to everybody else.
It's, you know, it's a healthy venting of my hostilities. I used to sit on these feelings, but now I'm able to get them out.
Does your therapist say that? Hey, just let it all hang out, no matter whose feelings you're, just do it?
No. He says, I've heard the show. You're justified in, you're your, dead on. In your anger.
Yeah. And it won't hurt his feelings because he doesn't have any.
That's right. There's no damage there.
I would be interested, because I am interested in therapy. Not for me. I'm just interested in the sure, subject
sure.
of therapy.
For everyone else. Uh-huh.
But I would be interested sometime as a phone topic to talk to people about what they learned in therapy. Like what they do better now because of therapy. I'm fascinated.
Why? Do you think it doesn't work?
No.
Well, then it's a boring...
It absolutely works.
I'm just going to go, I learned how to control my anger. I learned how to...
I'm just... Because there's so many different things...
Not steal Bean's food.
That people go to therapy for. I'm just fascinated to hear what kinds of...
I learned how to not squirrel away Ritz crackers from my wife.
Ritz crackers and spray cheese are now freely available in my home to anyone who enters.
I was hungry for it, and I went there, and it wasn't there. It's ultimate sadness.
Truly fascinating subject. There should be, you need a team, though. You couldn't have just one therapist, Bean. You need a team.
I'm surprised you haven't recommended Dr. Hannibal to me yet.
But Bean always comes back with lots of people are saying that they agree. It's always like two, maybe three.
Imagine it's a team of guys in white coats. Just, what? And they're just furiously making notes. As he said, this is fascinating. We've never seen a case like this before. They take him to Zurich or something and put him in a box. Make him a lab rat.
All right, let's move on.
I don't know. I'm having fun. Anybody else?
Yeah, I am.
Did you ever see the Kanye West All Falls Down music video?
I don't know. Which one was
back
it?
Back in 2004. 2004.
Oh,
it's
I don't know.
A while
what happened
ago.
To that?
He is in the video chasing down Stacey Dash in an airport. Does this
well, I don't
sound
think
familiar
I saw that,
at all? No. And he ends up getting a bright yellow mustard squirted all over his polo shirt.
Okay.
Well... Just in time to capitalize on the fame of that video, a company called Bandaloo is selling a knockoff Ralph Lauren polo shirt that has the exact same mustard stain on it, on Kanye's pink polo shirt. The yellow mustard stain has been recreated permanently for that shirt, so now you can wear an exact replica of that pink polo shirt from that video from 2004.
And that's just available now?
Yeah, they're just releasing it. All for the low, low price of $400, too, I forgot to mention.
Fantastic.
What the hell?
So now you got it all.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
No, it makes no sense whatsoever. I can't possibly understand why anybody would want to wear that.
He would hide that shirt so he could have the mustard for
he
later.
He would suck the mustard out of it secretly when he craved it. But it's not even real mustard. It's like yellow paint. This is an insane idea.
Yes, and people will buy it.
Not to mention, if I had a pink polo shirt, I could put my own mustard on it, I think. It's I'm a do-it-yourselfer. Yeah.
And what are the chances that, even if you're a huge Kanye West fan, anyone's ever going to know what the homage is to? You're right. Just going to look like an idiot walking around with a stained shirt on.
No one in this room can remember the damn video, let alone the shirt stain.
Right. And we're Kanye fans.
Speaking of
Mr. and Mrs. West.
We're Kanye music fans, not Kanye, I don't think, so much.
Yeah. He's going to be so upset that someone sold a T-shirt that mustard stain is not him. Maybe he'll make a leather polo shirt with a leather mustard stain on it. Mr. and Mrs. West, most brides would kill for a romantic Irish honeymoon, but according to Radar Online, friends are saying Kim Kardashian is not happy on their honeymoon. I guess they're back, but she was bored to tears, say family insiders.
What, with all that beauty
there.
And...
Yeah, with all the beauty and history and wonderful people and interesting things to see and do.
You know what it was? It was bored to tears of Kanye.
Who's got the under in our pool? She complained, apparently, there was a lack of good shopping available to her. And so insisted on going to the movies quite a bit with Kanye, as opposed to enjoying, oh, I don't know, everything else that that country has to offer.
Hmm.
What a waste.
She's a bitch.
Don't lie there. Oliver Stone has picked up the rights to the Edward Snowden story. He will be writing and directing a film about Edward Snowden.
Excellent.
It's based on a book called The Snowden Files, The Inside Story of the World's Most Wanted Man. And knowing Oliver's story, this will be a very even, light-handled biopic, I'm sure about this touching.
He's known for that.
He is. He does not take an opinion on this. He's not very heavy-handed in his filmmaking.
He calls him his hero, by the way. Edward Snowden says he's his hero.
Yeah, well, I guess we know what the film's going to be about. More movie news. Lupita Nyong'o has been added to the cast of Star Wars 7, as has Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones. There's a lot of secrecy surrounding the film. There's no telling whether the woman will play a queen or a pirate or a Jedi master or a stormtrooper. There's a lot of rumors about what kind of roles they're going to take. But this satisfies critics who early on in the initial casting announcement of the show saying that there was a lack of strong female actors and characters in the Star Trek franchise, Star Wars franchise. So this should certainly take care of at least two of those situations with these actresses, both very strong and talented ladies. We were talking about this yesterday. I did a podcast for some friends of mine who do a Star Wars podcast. And it's amazing how every aspect of this film is being examined,
yeah,
and broken down and fought over and debated. And they just started filming it. Are we going to have Star Wars fatigue in 2 years when that movie finally is ready to come out?
I imagine. But still everyone will go, right?
Yeah, I guess they will. And while we're talking about casting, Josh Brolin has been added to the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy. Another movie looks like a lot of fun. He'll be voicing Thanos. Ha, ha, ha.
Roland, if you're listening, we're very excited about that. We can't wait for it to happen.
Because, Kevin, of course, Thanos
is the god of fan.
Now, Thanos, of course, the legendary Marvel villain who was seen at the end of the Avengers. Remember the Avengers movie? And he turns to the camera. He turns. He's in that big throne.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the mustard on his shirt.
No, different video. He'll be added to the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy, which, of course, stars Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana, Vin Diesel, Bradley Cooper. Looking forward to that movie quite a bit. Today's celebrity birthdays, Imogen Poots. 25 years old today. It's just a fun name to say, by the way, Imogen Poots.
Sure.
Rafael Nadal, the tennis player, is 28. Anderson Cooper turns 47 years old today. James Purifoy is 50, as is Slayer guitarist and legend Kerry King. And also singer Denise Williams, known as Niecy to her close friends and family. She is a lovely and talented singer, 63 years old. She had a big hit on the Footloose movie soundtrack.
Is that what it was?
She had that song, Let's Hear It for the Boy.
GC, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
That's it.
Jesus!
Who should go, ugh, less than Bean?
Captain Party? Are you kidding me? And you know when he goes, yeah. He was doing that like that Isaac the Bartender thing from Love Boat with the double fingers kind of pointed at you.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't
help it how fly I am.
That's true.
You're pretty fly.
That is true.
I mean,
for a white guy, I know.
Get it over with.
Fly.
Ralph Garman, I want this ship is beat.
I am not a winner.
Well,
all right.
Sure.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have one of the biggest DJs in the world, Cascade, will be on the program. We have one of the biggest talkers in the world, Adam Carolla, will be here. We have Breakfast with Jack White tickets, or as Bean calls him, Jack Whack.
Jack Whack.
And we have, I don't know, a little actor by the name of Clark Gregg.
Oh!
From Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he's got a new movie called Trust Me that's coming out. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and